You know, first of all, they came to our coast by two boats, and they took their weapon and their men from the coast by some three trucks to transport them to Ethiopia. While they were trying there, we have been informed of that, and we chased them, and they went to the borderline between Ethiopia and Somaliland, and also near Djibouti. So it's a mountain area, and they went into the mountain to our side, and we have chased them, and we captured two of them. We slightly injured one of them, and we captured also a light weapon and some documents that indicated they belong to ONLF, and it looks their aim was to penetrate to Ethiopia territory. So now they went into Ethiopia territory, and they are no more in Somaliland.
Somaliland is saying that they were trained in Eritrea. Do you have any proof that they were trained in Eritrea?
They fled some weapons and, you know, behind, and some documents, and we captured two of their men. And all this indicates that they have been trained in Eritrea, and their intention was to go into Ethiopia and start their fight with the Ethiopian government, or, you know, and we intercepted them in the edge of the borderline between Ethiopia and Somaliland. So we shared the information with the Ethiopian government, and Ethiopian government closed its border with us, and we were chasing them, but they fled into Ethiopia, and now they are in Ethiopia now.
So what are you doing in order to prevent such forces from coming into your territory to launch attacks on neighboring countries?
You know, what we are doing is, you know, we have a long coast, and we have an army, and we have intelligence services, we have police, we have our public, so we use them. But sometimes they succeed in penetrating, you know, by avoiding to the the controls and areas that our army are, and so sometimes they come in, but we will try to raise up our awareness and intelligence and that kind of maneuver to stop them coming from the whole area. So we will try to upgrade our army, our intelligence, our public awareness about them. And you know, thanks to the awareness of our public, of our citizens, who inform us, you know, if they see anything suspicious. So that's what we are doing now. It's something, you know, that happens in the country sometimes, you know, in any country. So some problems can come in, and you know, but we are really happy that we intercepted them, and we avoided any casualties with them, and we captured some of them and their documents and their where they come from. So we will try to upgrade our defense system and our army, and so that's what we are going to do.
Have you informed your neighboring countries about these forces or rebels coming into your territory to launch attacks on Ethiopia?
Oh, that's something common. You know, we share information, intelligence information with the Ethiopian government, and we have been doing this for the last 10 years or more than 10 years, and the two countries have some sort of a common interest in defending the area. So we share the information with the Ethiopian government, or also with Djibouti, with all the neighboring countries. So there is something, daily activities between our two countries. We have a good relation with Ethiopians, with Djibouti. So we share, information concerning about anything that this destabilizes the whole region. So we inform them, they inform us, and yes, the Ethiopian government, you know, knows what's happening there and their number and where they're going to and all this, yes.
So have you launched a formal protest to Eritrea about them training these rebels that basically come to use your territory to launch attacks on neighboring Ethiopia?
I think Eritrea, this is not the first time the this sort of thing happened in our country. There were things like this happening before, and the Ethiopian government knows that, and the intelligence knew that before they came in, and we captured some of their women and their men, and we know that the Eritrea and Ethiopia relations is not that good. They have their own, differences, and it's something that is focused on Ethiopia and Eritrea, differences. But they are trying to go through our country, so we are trying to avoid that. We did, complain about that. We did protest about that before, and we will do it again to Eritrea authority.